You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Jake Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's match with Stalybridge Celtic from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the Stalybridge game for the men's team, later in the show we'll be hearing how the women's team fared in their crucial league match at Ellesmere Port Town from Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's time for this week's club news. And we start with development fund news as the club announced that we have now raised over £83,300 this financial year, with over £2,700 being raised last week alone. A big thank you, one and all. In other news, and tickets are selling fast for FC United's upcoming fundraising dinners, you can join Norman Whiteside for FC United's supporters dinner at Broadhurst Park on Friday the 12th of May, while tickets are also going fast for the gala dinner the following Friday the 19th of May at the Midland Hotel in Manchester, where special guest speakers will be Dwight York, Sammy McElroy and Gordon McQueen. Tickets for both events can be purchased via the online club shop or by contacting Ruth Slater on ruthslater@fc-utd.co.uk or by telephone on 0161 769 2005. And finally, in recognition of the valuable contribution that club staff and volunteers make to the club on a daily basis, the club would like to invite 8 of its staff and volunteers to make up the club's official party at the final of the Manchester Premier Cup on Thursday the 4th of May. As finalists, FC United will receive a complimentary table of 10 in the hospitality lounge. The club will be officially represented by John England, our volunteer football secretary, and one other club official. The club would therefore like to invite 8 of our staff and volunteers to make up the rest of the club's official party. Anyone who has worked or volunteered for the club this season is invited to register their interest by writing their name on a piece of paper and placing it in the marked box, which will be situated next to the volunteer signing desk at the next home match against Brackley. You can also email your name to office@fc-utd.co.uk. The 8 names will then be drawn out of the hat at half time. To Saturday's football now, and following Monday night's second half display and win against Curzon Ashton, it was Stalybridge Celtic who were next up for Carl Margeson's side. To hear now how the Reds got on, it's over to Marv Willis for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. George Thompson curled home a 94th minute free kick to earn FC United a 2-2 draw at home to relegation threatened Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday afternoon. The goal and results elsewhere mean that FC United are safe from relegation and have therefore confirmed our place in the Vanarama National League North for next season. Hooray! A great solo goal from Daniel Wilkins with 18 minutes to go looked to have given Celtic all 3 points, but substitute Thompson, the club's top scorer this season, came off the bench to rescue the Reds in front of 2,375 supporters. Here's the FC Live team with all the details.
Moment of magic there for him, but great save by Shenton, who takes the free kick into the penalty and the ball goes towards the back post. It heads across goal. There's an opportunity to handball there, surely. No, the referee says play on, and it's a goal! And on the back post, well, it's Matty Hughes, the man who actually got a free kick in the initial free kick, which shouldn't have been a free kick. And there he pops up the back post. But again, Emily, you can discuss there the quality of our defending.
Well, it's just the way that they're playing, like, you know, lethargic, strolling, even now, you know, conceding. You look at the players, they should be running out and thinking, right, okay, now we've got to do something about this. And that's the difference in the box there. Stalybridge had the numbers up. As the ball came in, nobody took you know,
no one took command, did it?
And win the ball and clear it for FC. And then who reacts quickest? You know, Matthew Hughes, for an easy goal, really. You know, he's hit it. Carnell, no chance. But it's not good enough for FC United.
As K-9 takes over, plays it to Wilkinson. Wilkinson now, head up, plays it into Wolford. Wolford in touch and turn, should be good. It's an opportunity. Oh, it's in the back of the net. There's a slight deflection on it, but Wolford in the right place at the right time. He's back to goal. He just manoeuvres it himself. He gets the shot away. A little bit of luck. Flies over Grant Shenton and FC United back on level terms.
Yeah, a lot of luck there, but you know, it was one of the better moves, and that came from the work of Adeoli in the first two instances. You know, he's taken the ball into the box, he's had a shot ricocheted off Shenton. We really should have had somebody following up on that one, but then we've built again, and like you say, Wolfie in the right place. It's taken a wicked deflection that's looped up over Shenton. He had absolutely no chance, but a bit of luck and we're back in the game. But you know, that should be what fires everybody.
That's the kickstart, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, get the crowd behind you, raise the volume in here and really start playing some football.
Sam Sherrington again moves the ball forward and then hits the ball. Diagonal ball, it's a decent ball as well, and it's going to be, or should have been won initially. A little bit slow there to react was Tommy Adeoli, but FC United have it back now with low in shooting distance again, but it plays the ball back to Sherrington. Sherrington's ball again of quality, and here's the number 9 for FC United. Takes it to byline, does really well. Can he get the shot away? He takes it a bit further down the left hand side, and when he gets himself a corner, he's just slightly, I think the only, it's not a criticism, but it's something he'll learn. He just maybe overplays a little bit.
Yeah, one too many, but I mean, you could see what he was trying to do. There wasn't much space on his right-hand side. He was pulling back onto his left, and then he ended up with not really anywhere to go, but forced the corner. So, nice little bit of play.
Well, it's going to be Sam Sherrington, and he needs to put a better ball in than he did for the last corner. And that's not a bad ball near post. It goes across three people there. Wolf, very, very unlucky not to get on the end of it, but I think it was a good punch by Grant Shenton. And now, defence to attack for the visitors. The ball rolled on. That's the ball you want with purpose. Here's an opportunity. Left-hand side with Wilkins. Wilkins cuts inside. Here's a chance for a shot. 2-1. Well, we talk about pace. We talk about quality. FC United have a corner. It's nearly flicked on by FC United and Manchester Wolfenden. Good punch by Shenton, and what does Shenton do? The ball comes out the right hand side, it's rolled on three passes, and they're in FC's final third, and a good finish as well.
Fantastic.
And it was all
match.
About the pace of the pace of the game.
Yeah, that's it. They really injected the pace when they needed it, you know, breaking forward. He took it really well. It was a great finish.
Well, it was the way the ball was out on the right hand side here, came out here. It was rolled on by Pilkington, rolled it straight out wide, left-hand side, as the, you know, three touches, back of the net. It was all about the pace and the quality. And, well, FC United and Manchester can, they don't really have to blame by themselves. The assistant on the far side gives the free kick, and Shenton will take his time. He takes all the free kicks, so it's nothing new in him coming well out of his area to take the free kick. And he steps up, and he hits the ball long down the far left hand side, and it's a one-on-one at that side. It's with Adam Mather, but it's won by Tong, and he clears his line. Tong, can he keep the ball in play? He can, but only as far as the substitutes Darren McKnight's head. And then FC United, though, come away with it. Oh, and Fagbola nearly loses out there, but plays it to K to Tong. And K now looking for a bit of movement and support. Four players in front of him, and he plays an absolute woeful ball, and it allows now the opportunity for Stelly Rich to make it perhaps three. And here's the opportunity for Dunbar low, cross, go, oh yes, it hits the inside of the post, comes out, hits Carnell, and it's cleared. And now, here they come again. Danny Morton goes past one, looking for an offside decision and getting one. But, that could and should have been game over for FC, but they got away with that a little bit fortuitous.
Yeah, they certainly did. I'm not sure what Scott Kay was thinking. You know, the space had opened up out in front, and he played a ball backwards that set up their attack. It was a fantastically hit shot. He couldn't have got hit any closer.
But again, give it away on the halfway line. Logue being too theatrical with the ball. An opportunity again now. Number 10, who scored just scored a few moments ago. Still the ball, plays it all out left-hand side. It's with Morton. Ball comes in, charging into the arms of Carnell. But this is rudimentary. In fact, I saw better football played by 7 and 8 year olds at half time than some of the defending here. It's been dreadful. They're just completely, I mean, there was no pace in the game from an FC perspective for quite a while, but that's now gone to the sublime. I mean, walking football's quicker on occasion. The ball played up now to Sherin, and Sherin takes over, does well there. Oh, and a late challenge there, and well, this will be FC United's final chance, and I think Sherindon himself has earned a right, him or Thompson, I suppose. Thompson is the man who can, well, we know has got great goal-scoring prowess, but too many players have gone missing in the second half, finally, haven't they?
Yeah, they certainly have. I mean, it's almost as if they relied on the substitutions coming in to really do it for them. But there's just not been enough anticipation, getting in the box, supporting the players, going forwards. And it all stems from, you know, being just so lethargic all through the first half. It filters in, and then you don't react quickly, your reactions change. But I mean, you know, a great opportunity here.
Well, Thompson now, he steps up. What can he do? Goal, 2-0.
Well, there's your answer. Fantastic free kick, up and over. Left the goalkeeper with no chance. Superbly hit. He knew as soon as he placed the ball, there was nobody else that was going to take that kick.
I think. Number 16, George Thompson.
Yeah, he placed the ball. He knew what he wanted to do. He's picked his spot perfectly, and that is it.
Well, we said that was one chance for FC United of Manchester, and it doesn't take away the absolute lacklustre quality of that second half performance. It really was atrocious in my mind. The players, the style of football, the pace, everything about it. I mean, you know, Stalybridge have worked hard, and you know, they've hit the post at 2-1, could have been 3-1, should have perhaps been 3-1. They're going to feel aggrieved that they haven't got all 3 points, and you know, from a Carr perspective, he's got to be mightily disappointed with that second half. I mean that was 90 minutes for me of just nothing. Yeah. I mean, there were some good moments in the game. Don't get me wrong, but I've got to say,
not enough collectively. It was you know, individual moments, and we talk about how, you know, individuals, they're not going to win the games for you. We've had an individual taking a set piece there who has managed to claw something back for us, but in terms of performances, there was no cohesion, there was no energy, they were just so lethargic, it was so pedestrian right from the start of the game. It was difficult to really make any sort of comment upon. You had individuals, I think Chandler in the first half, whenever he got the ball, he was looking to make an impact, but because there was absolutely nobody around him, he was unable to do that. Wolfie has run all game, but then we didn't really see much of him in the second half. The substitutions, Sam Sheridan coming on, I thought that was a perfect opportunity for FC to really up the game, up the pace, and he started to do that. But for me, that second substitution didn't come soon enough. He needed the support with him, and for me, it should have been either a double substitution, Sam Sheridan and Tom Greaves together, or it should have come moments after. You know, see what Sam Sheridan can do. The quality that he's got, he was bringing players in, he was switching the play, but there wasn't enough of it. The other players then just relied upon him to be doing that for them. I think FC rode their luck at times. Going forward, Stalybridge looked a lot more dangerous that second half. But yeah, it was a poor performance, but we managed to scrape something out of it.
Yeah, and as poor performances go, I don't think we can have a worse one again. Great goal, great equalising goal, it's just not quite good enough for me.
It's not what we want to come and watch and what we want to come and see. We want to see the fast, entertaining football, and I think the atmosphere within the ground, it got a little bit better towards the end of that second half, but the atmosphere tells a tale, and the fact that a lot of people wouldn't have come back out for the second half after a first half display, that just it just doesn't lift you.
Well, no, I mean, you know, thanks very much, Lit Radio listeners. Obviously, you've had to endure that. I mean, we've pretty made it sound actually a bit better than it was. But
we haven't.
It's just, I don't understand how you can have a second half performance as we did on Monday, which was with tempo, with purpose, with quality. We get a victory, and deservedly so, for that second half performance. And we come out on a Saturday at home in front of 2,375 supporters and put that display on. Yeah, there was two great saves from Shenton in the first half, we get back into the game with a deflected goal with Wolford, and we're looking like we can move on in the second half. We can put a performance in like we did on Monday, but it just didn't come. It didn't come at all.
Can I make a point? I made this point at half time, but that team there, it's the same team that started the first half at Curzon, therefore it played like the first half at Curzon. It's no surprise, surely.
Well, no, it's not. We've got out of jail to a degree. I mean, you know, there's nothing to play for apart from pride at this stage of the season, or places in the cup final on the 4th of May. But I just expect the tempo to be higher. I just expect the quality of passing to be higher. I expect the defending to be better. These are all just basic expectations in a game that we undid ourselves. I mean, there were some absolute calamitous moments in that game where we just didn't seem to know the players, or know themselves, or know the players they're playing next to. I mean, the first half, I think Dale Tong just spent, every time he got the ball, going, where? What? His hands are left and right inside of him, just asking, what do we do with it? You know, it was all said and done. It was a very, very, very below par performance, and we've seen far too many of them this season. We really have. Some great saves, good goal at the end, and we are where we are in this division. But you know, I expect just to be entertained a little bit occasionally.
Speaking of saves, a lot of that second half, FC were slightly hampered by the fact that Carnell couldn't really kick a ball, and that is a concern. And you know, you've got someone like Grant Shenton on the other end, he's quite good. I'm just saying, but it's too late for signatures now, obviously. But it does. That is a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem, and it changes how you can bring the ball out from your defence. And sometimes you need a bit of relief. And if you've got your centre half having to take all of the goal kicks and set pieces down in our defending area, then it doesn't give us that much option to really clear our lines and put the pressure on and step up, because you've got, you know, you've got your centre half having to come out the 18 yard box, and a lot of the time we just weren't sure of what to do, and we didn't know how to deal with that.
Shall I balance this out?
It's an interesting
should
thing.
Should we balance this out?
Go on then, Ben.
Greg Broadhurst, who does a few of the photographs and stuff down here in the main stand, he says full time 2-2 and probably a fair score. So, you know, and Steve Wood was quite infused by the first half performance from FC, so maybe it's just, you know.
Yeah, there's moments. There's always moments in a game where you can be enthused, but it's how you watch your players work together as a unit, and that's large parts of the game. They didn't look like they knew each other. You know, Jerome getting on top of his own players with Wolford in there, and the calamitous defending at the back. The wide open spaces, the giving away of the ball. I mean, there was too many occasions when the ball was given away, and too many players in the second half went missing. I agree with everything Emily said in regards to substitutions and when you do them and how to impact a game. And it says everything, doesn't it? And I think that's maybe the first time a player's come on.
I think that was a joke.
Well, it might have been a joke, but I mean, someone's done it. There's a hidden message there, perhaps, then, isn't there?
Well, it's not hidden. What we're saying though is the Sam Sheridan man of the match, that kind of thing. That's what we're talking about. The awarding of that as a kind of, well, it could be judged as, in many ways, it could be drunken sponsors. It could be their favourite player. It could be a message to say, why isn't he starting?
To be honest, we know 9 times out of 10, week in, week out, that the sponsors always get it wrong. Today, the sponsors got it right.
Yeah.
With a 10-minute performance. But no, listen, I'm sure Carl won't be happy with that performance at all. And I think, the way we came back on Monday and that performance would have pleased him. And that's the way, that's the FC way. That's the way we like to play football.
So why not start with that team?
Well, you'd have to ask him, and I'm sure you will ask him that. Because, I just found today it's been bleh. You know, four goals, but bleh.
It really has.
So thank you to Swampy there.
Thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you to Stephen Wood and Settle Paul at halftime. And this has been FC Live. We'll be back next week for Bradford Park Avenue away, one of our favourite aways.
Boom!
Are you coming to that, Emily? Yeah, you'll be there.
No, I'm taking a school trip to Disneyland Paris.
Hold on a second. What's going on here?
There's a netball festival.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So, Disneyland?
Yeah.
They're playing against Pluto's 11.
So I've decided, yeah. That's I'm Popeye. Taking two netball
sorry?
Teams from
that's
school.
I thought Pluto...
Oh, who cares? Oh, who sorry. Cares, Ben?
Anyway, have a lovely Sunday and have a good week. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, farewell.
Goodbye.
Swampy, Ben and Emily there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United coach Darren Lyons.
Well, thank you, Darren Lyons, for joining us after that one. We've got a point out of it, but are you content with that performance this afternoon?
No, nowhere near, Ben. Their desire and hunger and everything was there to be seen. And no disrespect to them that they're on the end of the table. I think it was all about our attitudes today, and the lads have been told.
Obviously, on paper, Stalybridge Celtic have got a good side, we should say. I mean, we gave man of the match to Grant Shenton because he had a storming game, particularly in the first half. Yeah. But it was just a bit... The pace wasn't there, was it? There was no energy in the side.
That was it. We said to them at half-time we needed to raise it by 5 or 10%. And they never did. Second half, as you say, it petered out and just a bit of brilliance, like I said, a bit of brilliance has got us a point.
The starting lineup, we mentioned it on the radio, it was pretty much the same as the start to Curzon. And was there not a thought that perhaps, you know, we should start with the team that finished the second half at Curzon, which was full of energy and full of life? Because it was very similar in the way the performances were.
Yeah, there was a few things we had to consider, you know, like obviously George on the bench, Grazer's on the bench, Jason's on the bench, but Gaffer's made his mind up and gone with the same team that started, same subs, but I'm sure it'll be changing this week.
Just a quick question on Carnell. It was noticeable in the second half he wasn't risking it with the kicks. Is that a concern going into Bradford next week?
No, if we have to get an emergency loan in, we'll get an emergency loan in. Hopefully it's not as bad as what we thought it was. He had his ankle strapped as well at half time. I think the lad's falling to bits, but you know, we'll have a word with the physios afterwards when he spoke to him and see how we go.
Yeah, it's been a long season, to be fair. Just a quick mention as well, because it was asked in the forum about Zach Corbett. Any update on Zach?
Yeah, Zach's had a bit of a reaction to his knee operation. He's waiting to see the doctor, but unfortunately it won't be till the 18th. Every time he trains or plays, his knee swells up, which is frustrating and a bit confusing. It goes down after a few days, but again, like I say, as soon as he plays or trains, it flares up and it swells up. So we need the doctor to have a look at that before we make any decisions on that one.
I'm going to try and end this on a positive and just highlight a couple of decent performances, I thought. Thompson's free kick was what was it? It was Dazzline-esque. It was beautiful, and Adeloye as well. I think is a decent player up front. So
yeah.
there is signs of
yeah,
a good team.
Yeah, there's pluses to take out of it, but you know, not like I said, no disrespect to Bridge, but we should be winning these games, especially after the second half. There, with the teams that we've had here, like your kid is in that kind of place. It was all about attitude today, Ben. Simple as that. And the lads' attitude was off, end of. They've been told that on no uncertain terms. We want a good run to the end of the season. We want, you know, pick up as many points as we can, finish around the 50 mark, and we've got a cup final. And they've just made it a bit harder for that cup final now for themselves. We want to send out a message today for the final. Unfortunately, we've not. They're going to be up for it. End of the season, full of confidence. So they've just made that final a bit more tougher for themselves, but we'll see.
Well, Daz, thanks for joining us after that one, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Cheers, Ben, and you. Thank you.
FC United coach Darren Lyons there speaking with Ben following FC's 2-2 draw with Stalybridge Celtic from Saturday afternoon. To hear now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, it's over to Marv Willers now with another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thanks, Cockers, and hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. That point for FC United now means that FC are mathematically safe in the National League North for this season. Hooray! So another season of trips to Curzon and Brackley for the Reds next year. Slightly higher up the table though, and Saturday could also have been the day that AFC Fylde will pinpoint as the day when the title was all but sealed. The Coasters brushed aside playoff-chasing Darlington at Mill Farm and then returned to the dressing room to discover that second-place Kidderminster Harriers had been beaten at home by third-placed FC Halifax Town. While Salford City's win over Altrincham at Moor Lane officially relegated our South Manchester neighbours. Gainsborough's relegation fears also deepened on Saturday following a 4-0 defeat at high-flying Chorley. Stockport County, they were held to a 1-1 draw at Edgeley Park by Nuneaton Town and are now 2 points behind Chorley in 7th. Elsewhere, and two sides who have fallen out of the playoff race, Tamworth and Harrogate Town, they met at the Lamb with the hosts running out 3-2 winners. 8th place Brackley Town were held to a goalless draw at St James's Park by Boston United, while Gloucester City could also only manage a 0-0 draw at the Tameside Stadium against fellow mid-table side Curzon Ashton. And lastly, but not leastly, next week's opponents for FC, Bradford Park Avenue, they beat Alfreton Town 1-0. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Bye!
FC United's first team return to action this coming Saturday as FC travel to Yorkshire to take on Bradford Park Avenue. The address of the ground is Horsfall Stadium, Cemetery Road, Bradford, BD6 2NG. That's the Horsfall Stadium, BD6 2NG. Kickoff on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this match, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United were looking to bounce back following their top-of-the-table defeat to Merseyrail in their previous outing. But there were easier places to go as FC travelled to Ellesmere Port Town. To find out if the Reds could take all 3 points in this one, it's over to Neil Boo with more.
OK, I'm here with Luke Podmore, head coach of FC United women's team. That was a pretty comfortable win, that 4-0.
Yeah, you know, obviously the conditions-wise, we expect it to maybe be a little bit better today with the weather and stuff, but yeah, we may, you know, the pitch has obviously had an impact on it, but yeah, great response from last Sunday. You know, nice dominant performance, you know, keeping the ball for long periods of time, doing the right thing. So yeah, very much the same, and you know, we're back to it now.
Yeah, it looked to me like the pitch probably interfered with more of the scoreline than their players, really. I think we could have probably been heading nearer towards double figures if the pitch had been flatter and a bit more. You know, I think somebody needs to put a lawnmower and a roller on this pitch.
Yeah, obviously, I said to him, you know, I spoke to the manager in the week, and he did mention that the pitch is, you know, quite a bad way, but we've got to get on with it. And yeah, I think we should have maybe took, you know, given the conditions, we should have took more than what we scored anyway. But at the end of the day, we've scored 4. We've had no reply from the other end, so it's a clean sheet, and you know, positivity is back in the camp now, and we can move on and hopefully, you know, carry on to the end of the season. We've got 2 cup finals, and obviously still in with a shout at the league. So all good.
Yeah, we needed to bounce back with something positive, and a couple of good goals for Shelby, and an assist on the third as well. So she's a player that plays more on confidence than some others. I think that would have helped her.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Shelby, I've watched the highlights from the previous times that FC United have played Ellesmere, and Shelby's always been a big problem for this team. So today my thinking was get her in there, and you know, she's quite unpredictable, Shelby, which is good in a way that, you know, no one knows what she's going to do. And fair play to her, she got the 2 goals when we needed them most, you know, when it was getting close to half time.
Yeah.
You know, we needed a goal before half time. Shelby's popped up and give us 2, and then like you say, she's a sister as well, so yeah, she's sort of thrown a hat in the ring, well, you know, well and truly in the mix now for the upcoming games.
Yeah, she's a trouble, but this is exactly what you need to give the opposition. So let's hope we can keep this going for the next match. We're at home again next week, aren't we?
Yep, Stockport County.
So let's hope we've got a good quality referee this time and a good quality scoreline.
That's it. Yeah, hopefully, like I say, more a great good training session on Wednesday again. You know, obviously, attitudes is back on it now, and we go again on Sunday, and hopefully we can get the right result and get a few goals in the process.
Okay, thanks very much, Luke.
Cheers, Neil.
Ciao.
FC United women's team manager Luke Podmore there speaking with our very own Neil Boo following his side's 4-0 win over Ellesmere Port Town on Sunday afternoon. Next up for the women's team, a home match this coming Sunday against Stockport County at Broadhurst Park. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff, and if you cannot make it, then have no fear, FCUM Radio are here, with WT Live going to air on Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.